welcome. We are back from the BallerLifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. This is episode number 588 of the show. We appreciate you listening. Thank you for being a fan. You can call us 949-464-TBLS is the voicemail line. We love hearing from you. You can also send us an email, mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. Appreciate getting the emails. Had a major issue with the email just right up until showtime. For some reason, I was trying to log into the email, and I know there's, look, a little behind the scenes. I happen to know that Jay Stu thinks that not giving out fantasy football information, by that teams should be giving out fantasy football information, and if not, they should go to prison. So, like, and but he's not joking. So, and then I knew that happened, and then I'm like, there's probably going to be an email about it, and then I tried to log into my email, and it fucking wouldn't work, and I tried, and I'm like deleting cookies, and I'm going, and it's just like HTTP bullshit error, blah blah blah, and I'm like, I need this email. And then I was like, and then, so I did a chat. I got into a fucking chat, like right up until the show started. I'm doing a chat over here on the other fucking computer trying to get in. And they go, why don't you log in through this link? Oh, a completely different link than the one I've used for the last fucking 12 years. All of a sudden, I got to log in through a different thing today with no fucking warning. Anyway, we got it resolved. Thank God. Mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com is the email address. You can also... we would love it if you subscribe to our bonus content. One, possibly two new bonus prize this week. Patreon.com/TheBallerLifestylePodcast. We appreciate you very much. I am joined now, as always, by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, how you doing, buddy?
Doing great. That's great. Except for my toe, which is still fucked.
Oh, and, the toe.
And I think the nail is saying goodbye.
Yeah. Yeah,
I got a bloody sock situation. I'm not talking about like a ketchup packet Kurt Schilling situation. Oh. Like this is a real bloody sock.
Oh, wait, was that 2 weeks ago that happened?
It was. It. I think it's been 17 days since I got plowed.
It's
into.
Still bloody.
Well, I think the nail is causing problems.
Yeah, yeah. I lost a nail, like 9 months ago. And the doctor took it off for me. And yeah.
I haven't gone to a doctor because I don't know if I told the story here.
Yeah.
I was feeling pressure in my toe and I popped it back into place.
Jesus Christ. No, you did not tell that story here.
And so
this is the big toe?
Feels okay. Yeah. This is the captain of the toes.
Ooh, so, yeah. The one you need.
Walking, like the walking part is fine, but the nail seems to be having
it's
other.
Dead. It's dead.
It's dead.
Yeah.
And I think I have to go to a doctor.
Yeah.
I was trying to avoid a doctor because, you know, in this country, like everything costs money. I haven't hit any deductible. So it's like,
it's going to be $300-$400.
You're right. I thought I'd tough it out to save myself a few hundred dollars.
It's been too
but
long.
It's like this nail, like my sock has blood on it today.
No, so, that's Ed. No.
Yeah,
it's oozing. It might be, and God forbid, it might be infected. Yeah, could be infected.
So I got to go to the doctor.
You got
to
go get that looked
that's
at.
Still fucked, but everything's great.
You know, in my life, I've you know, there's been a couple times where I've had injuries to my feet where I lost the nail. Like one time playing basketball, one time snowboarding, and then most recently I went to the doctor, and she's like, "Yeah, it'll probably take like 9 months for a new toenail to grow back." And I'm like, no. I've had this before. It took like 3 months. And she's like, okay, yeah, 9 months. It took all of 9 months because I'm old. My body doesn't work as well. Right. The times this happened before, I was like 22 years old and it easily righted itself. And similarly, Ed, you've taken an injury to an extremity, which despite what's happening in your sock, you don't get a lot of blood flow and you need... we need a physician. What? We need a house physician. I never got shit explained to me about if you could get herpes on the balls. Okay. No one ever told me. If your balls touch a herpes lesion, can you get herpes via the balls? No one tells me. I don't know. We have to have one fucking doctor in the audience. We get many thousands of downloads every week. One of them has to be by a physician, maybe in another country. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Either way, Ed, you're not getting blood flow to the region. You need to go get that looked at. Do it tomorrow. Seriously. Go to urgent care. No, get the ball rolling there. No?
I'm going to go to a foot
podiatrist. Podiatrist. Right. There's a lot of podiatrists in your area because there's a lot of Jewish people, and Jewish people seem to always need their feet looked at. So that I feel like that is there's a lot of that's okay. No, that's something I've known. People I've known that have been Jewish.
Just saying, like, the way that all came out.
they tend to see doctors more. They're a little neurotic.
You could chop off the show and face is on the screen.
They take a section. I could get quoted. You're right. Go get that looked at is the point.
Yeah, I will.
So, Ed, I have an issue. An issue this weekend. I'm wearing my cowl hat because my son is officially a student at the University of California, Berkeley now.
Congratulations.
Yeah. And so we took him up there and dropped him off this weekend. And then I came home on Saturday afternoon. And it's like, it's a good distance, right? It's like 6+ hours, between 6 and 7.
It's a lot.
And yeah, it's a pretty far drive. But I was, you know, I was set up, you know, where I was going to get home like 7 something. You know, I left up there around 1. I did see a thrift on my way to the freeway up there, and I stopped and pulled off at a church thrift and bought a few, you know, church sale, bought a few sundry items for the home. And then I was driving home and everything was going good, Ed. I was, you know, I ate before. I didn't have to stop. I had my caffeine. I was good to go. I was driving home. And then, and not to get to the Californians about it, but right past Magic Mountain, right near Jay Stu's house, I was about...
Magic Mountain where vacation?
Yes.
Is that Wally World?
There, Wally World.
Yeah.
They're closing down, by the way, but considering I haven't been there since I was 9, I haven't done much to help things at Six Flags Magic Mountain. It's closing. But I get just past it, and this fucking traffic slows down, and I look at my Google Maps, and I'm like, 1 hour and 42 minutes from home. And I'm like, this is not too bad. And then I sit there, and I sit there, and the freeway doesn't move. And then fucking... CHP is going by. Chips.
Yeah.
Haunch, John. Yes. Yeah. They're looking for check fraud. They're going by. The ambulances, like everything. Fire trucks are going by. And I'm like, fuck. Then I get routed off the freeway, Ed. And I get routed onto some fucking mountain road in some mountains, the San Gabriel Mountains. Never heard of them. And I go 5 miles an hour for the next 3 hours.
Jeez Louise.
Creeping. Thank God I had a full tank of gas. Creeping along. Eventually, I got home at like a little after 10 p.m. that night. I made it home. Soul crushing. I made the mistake, Ed, of the next day looking for the reason that I was delayed on the way home. I was just hoping that, you know, nobody was killed, or if anybody was killed, they deserved to be killed.
Right.
But it was much, much worse, Ed, because it was a fucking car carrier truck.
Dropped all the cars?
Filled with Tesla fucking vehicles. And one, you know, they're just big batteries. They're big golf carts. It's like, check out my Tesla. You drive a fucking golf cart on the road. Go fuck yourself. Well, these fucking battery-operated cars, Ed, one of them caught fire. And you know, they burn pretty hot, those lithium batteries. One caught fire. For whatever reason, it wasn't driving. It was being driven. It caught fire. And then all of them caught fire, Ed. It was like 6 Teslas on fire. They closed the whole freeway for the 5 freeway for like a day. And I got fucked, and it was that cocksucker Elon that did it to me. Fuck that guy. He fucked me again with his stupid fucking cars closing the fucking freeway.
You know who would agree with you?
Tell me.
Manuel.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
He was an early adopter.
He hated Teslas. He hates SpaceX because he lives around there.
Right. So I don't know why I didn't think of this, but earlier this evening, I walked to Trader Joe's to get some stuff.
Oh, yeah. Great. And did you get any of those dark chocolate peanut butter cups? It comes in like a little bucket and it's just, you put those in the freezer. You did get that?
Yeah, I got that.
Damn, those are good.
I did get that.
I never go to Trader Joe's, but now I want to.
Dark chocolate covered pretzels, too.
Those are good. I've had those. Yeah, those are good. I'll eat the whole bag and I can't have those in my house. I'll fuck them up.
It's a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a problem.
Yes.
So I'm on my walk and I see a Cybertruck.
Oh,
and
fuck.
I told you, every time I see a Cybertruck, give it the finger.
Yeah, of course.
That's just
fuck off.
What I do.
Yeah, it's a great, great plan.
Because, like, as I said, I've known good people that had Teslas like 10 years ago.
Yeah,
like,
I guess.
I
got bad taste in cars, but yeah, sure.
But if you have a Cybertruck, you're a willing asshole. You're, like, you know, you're being, like, you don't drive that unless you're an asshole.
You're a douche.
So I just, it's instinct. Like when I see one on my bike, I just give him the finger. Fuck That's off. Just what I do.
Love it.
So I'm walking to Trader Joe's. I give the finger and it's this woman. She gives me like a look and then she turned into, there's a parking garage under the Trader Joe's.
Oh yeah.
And then I'm walking into Trader Joe's.
Yeah. Oh, you run into the person. Yeah.
Then I'm in the checkout line and she's next to me and I'm wearing a fucking Beverly Hills 90210 t-shirt. She knows exactly who gave her the finger and there's just no word spoken. And I'm just listening to music. Like, you know, I don't want to be bothered. So but I can sense her just like really like eyeballing me, wanting a reaction.
Yes.
And it's like, I'm not discussing and we both know why I gave you the finger.
Sure.
And like, That's just what I do. Yeah. But I could tell she wanted me to like debate her and I'm just listening to whatever.
Yeah. You know, no, because there's
listening to Ice Cube. And I was I'm not engaging, but I could see her like,
just good.
Mean mugging. She's giving me the whole stink time.
Eye. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, she's, look, you're not the first person to tell her to fuck off for driving that Cybertruck. That's for sure. Okay. Let's talk about some people who died.
Just tell us who is dead now. It's a sad segment.
Very sad.
Very sad. And it will not be an update on who's alive.
Nope.
Let's get a tragic update.
Tragic update.
Cause Ed Daily has been keeping up on who just died.
Yep.
Cause we're about to hear from Ed on which celebrities are dead. So tell me who died.
Ed, tell us. Let us know. We would like to know.
Tell me who died.
Who died this week?
I will. But I think I brought this up last week. I can't remember when I saw it. Did I recommend the movie Weapons? Because it's
You did.
Yeah, I keep thinking about it. It's a movie that's sticking with.
Do I have to go to the theater to see that?
I mean, like anything, in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
3 weeks it'll be available on one of the streaming. But I dig it. It was a good movie.
I'm gonna go see it. I'm always, how often do you get drawn to a movie theater to see a thing? I want to go see Weapons. I'm going to go see it this weekend.
It's a cool movie.
Okay.
R.I.P. to the great Terrence Stamp, General Zod of Superman. He was Sir Larry Wildman in Wall Street, where Bud Fox had to follow him in his motorcycle.
Yeah.
87 years old. I read a great anecdote about him today.
Yeah.
He and Michael Caine shared a flat. London,
oh,
I assume.
Oh, my God. They must have shared so much puss.
Some fellow actors tried to spread the rumor
that they were gay.
That they were gay.
Yeah.
And then I think it was Michael Caine saying this. He disappeared for Terrence Stamp disappeared for a couple weeks and he came back and he said, all those actors have spread rumors about me. I went and fucked each and every one of their girlfriends. Fucking legend.
What a legend. I mean, it is a little shocking that he was like in his late 30s in Superman. That's I'm actually stunned because he's only 87 this week and he died. But that's a great movie, by the way. Like we make fun of like, comic book movies are shit, you know, like, to a man. They're all pretty bad. But, you know, that was before. That was the before times when it was actually just a movie that happened to feature a comic book character. Superman, the first Superman, is so good.
I actually, just the night before he died, because I saw it was Steve Martin had turned 80 years old.
He's 80?
He just turned 80 yesterday.
Yeah.
He's one of those guys that looked 60 when he was 30, yeah, but he looks 60 and he's 80.
Yeah.
He looks great for 80.
No, he looks great. Great, yeah.
But
yeah,
I saw on one of the streaming things or something, I saw Bowfinger, and I hadn't seen that in forever, and I watched it, and it's a great movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But he plays the head of, like, the Scientology kind of group that Eddie Murphy's character is involved in.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway,
he's great. Yeah.
Terrence Stamp was great.
Amazing. He is. He's great in everything.
RIP, one of the great names, Dan Tana, L.A. restaurateur, 90 years old. I didn't know shit about it, anything, but I always heard about Dan Tana.
Me too.
I always heard about, like, Johnny Carson and people just, they got to go to Dan. Was that where dude marked his?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was
Bonnie Lee Blakely.
Oh, no. That's that's at Sherman Oaks. Oh my God. I've been there. No, it's a different place. But Dan Tana's, why can't I remember the name of that place? Anyway, Dan Tana's was the place where Phil Spector had dinner.
Oh.
He had a salad and a rum and coke. And the bill was, or two rums and coke, and the bill was like $60, and he tipped $500. And then he went to the House of Blues, where he brought home the hostess from the House of Blues, and that's where she tasted the gun. Yeah, she tasted the gun.
Yeah.
Dan Tana's, I didn't know it was a real guy, because Robert Urich's character on the great
Dan Tana
show Vegas was called Dan Tana. And I was like, oh, and there's a restaurant called that? Yes, it must have been Dan Tana. Yeah.
Pretty sweet. Cool. R.I.P. Tristan Rogers, Robert Scorpio from General Hospital, 79 years old, cancer. If you were home from school.
I did, yep.
He was one of the, like, it's Luke, Laura, Robert Scorpio was one of the guys.
Wasn't
he an Aussie?
Yeah. Aussie dude. Oh, I remember.
And he was still on the show. Michelle still watches that. That's good. She told me that he wasn't looking good and they gave him a send off.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, like it was known he was
could have died.
18.
Yeah, they did. Now, they didn't put him in a coma for like 18 years like they did to Jennifer Aniston's dad on As the World Turns or whatever.
I think he was like he wasn't always on the show, but he was part of the show for, 40, 50 years.
Amazing.
But R.I.P. Robert Scorpio or nice Tristan Rogers.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Colin Fox, the actor who played the first guy to buy the brake pads from Tommy and Richard and Tommy Boy, 86 years old. I think he was the one who was like, you eat paint chips when you're a kid?
Yeah. He's great. R.I.P.
Good movie. R.I.P. Dang Mayar.
Oh.
University of Nebraska basketball player, 22 years old, drowning. Ooh. Terrible.
In a pool? Do we know?
No.
There's no bodies of water in Nebraska.
I believe it was a reservoir.
Breaking Away? Were they jumping into the quarry?
I don't think there was a quarry. I don't know. I don't know the scenario, but like that scene where Dennis Quaid scares everyone because he dives down.
Yeah, he hits his head or something. Yeah.
Yeah, something.
Yeah. Very sad.
And R.I.P. Craig Licker. L-I-C-K-E-R, not L-I-Q-U-O-R.
Yeah.
Licker.
That's
former bodybuilding champion, 57. Brian, I'm very surprised because these guys always look so
they really. I want to see what this guy looks like.
Don't drink water.
Yeah.
Don't drink water because that will take away from our veins showing.
Yeah, they got to dry out. So they got to, and they have such low, they get down to like 4% body fat and then they dehydrate themselves to where they're almost dead because that's how you look the best.
You know, one of those recommendations from doctors is whatever you do, don't drink water.
Yeah.
Just. No water. That would be terrible.
Well, you could drink water after the show, Ed. You got to look your best in the show, and then you could drink some water.
Yeah, if you can survive posing for $10 million.
Yeah. Scott, I got to be honest, this guy was pretty jacked. Although I'm looking
at... He was very jacked.
He died at 57. He looks 157 before. Yeah.
No, it's not a good... It's not a good...
Yeah.
Not a good...
He went really hard.
Lifestyle.
Okay. Let's talk some sports.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my crew rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. A Mino Joy on DVD.
And let us know what is happening this week in the world of sports and sports related topics.
A very important topic.
Yeah.
Kevin Sorbo will no longer be a Minnesota Vikings fan.
Oh.
This past week, they announced their new cheerleaders. They have two male cheerleaders. And hey, he is not about that. And he's like, I can't follow the Vikings anymore because they're two men on the sideline. I can't handle that.
I mean, it's nothing but men on the field. I don't understand.
Right.
Like, what's...
And yeah. People like, showed him, hey, here's a clip of you kissing another man in a scene.
Yeah.
Like, it happened.
Pretty gay.
And then,
yeah.
Also, I'm fairly confident of the political heroes he has.
Oh, yeah.
He was a cheerleader.
Oh, yeah.
Ronald Reagan was a cheerleader.
Cheerleaders, yeah.
It's a cheerleader.
Look, there's nothing wrong with dudes being cheerleaders. What, like, how about at down at where the with the yell leaders down at A&M?
Oh,
the Aggies.
A&M, very conservative school.
Yes.
Whatever's going on with the yell leaders.
Yeah.
It's, you know, trust me, those two male cheerleaders aren't going to turn you gay, Kevin Sorbo.
No.
Like,
I
suppose the occasional like panning past someone, you're like, oh, she's really attractive. But like, I am unaware of cheerleader. Like, I'm watching the sport and like some people care about the cheerleaders.
Never.
But like, mm-mm. If you don't care about cheerleaders, you just don't notice them.
I do like when they, here's when I like the cheerleaders is when they score a touchdown real quick by accident and the cheerleaders aren't ready and they got to like race into position and get, I'm excited for that. Like but other than that, like I will be honest, I used to have season tickets to the Chargers and my tickets were right in the corner where the cheerleaders would set up. And I did like them because all the Chargers had little Coors Light beer bellies on them, like the Charger girls, you know? And I'd be like, oh, that's cute. They got little paunches. Who gives a fuck? But also, I don't like, I'm reading the story. Oh, Sorbo quickly jumped on the anti-LGBTQ+ bandwagon by reposting a video clip of Sheik dancing with his Vikings uniform on X, writing, I've been a Vikings fan all my life, .. Sigh. I like when people type out the sigh to let you know that they sighed.
Right.
I need a new team now. Why? Like he doesn't even give a reason.
Hey, by the way, dramatically sighing, very gay.
Very gay.
Very
extremely. Also, this guy was this guy's whole thing was playing like a super jacked gay icon.
CW gay icon.
Yes, exactly. Like he wasn't it like his companion show to the one with the lesbian?
Zena,
the warrior, she's a lesbian Zena, icon.
I've heard her interviewed. She's like very cool.
She's Aussie.
He's trying really hard to be something that nobody's asking. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
Your career is over, Sorbo.
Yeah.
Except for like straight to video nonsense.
Yeah. Yeah. He and Dean Cain, you know, they want to be known for their opinions.
We talked about this last week, but I saw a recent picture of Dean Cain and people like, he wants to be an ICE agent because they throw sandwiches at him now.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, he's not looking very
Dean
Superman.
Sugar Cain. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay, what else, Ed?
Greg Olson, who I think is a great announcer.
Yeah, he does a good
job. Great. And he got bumped from the top spot by Tom Brady.
That's true. No reason. Yeah, I agree.
But Greg Olson was doing a Bills game, and he shared a nickname that he just gave a nickname to Bills GM Brandon Bean that caused a stir because it's also a slur for Mexicans. So he said, good old Bean.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's a very regional slur, right? Like, I feel like that was a slur where I grew up.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I know of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'd say it, but I don't need to say it. But
no, you don't. Yeah. It caused
some buzz because, like, he seems like a very nice guy. So I'm sure that's not the intention. Yeah. But yeah.
It is
very
kind of so old timey that it's like mostly forgotten about that was ever a slur. You know, it's kind of we got to give old Greg Olson the benefit of the doubt here.
Yeah,
you know?
Give him a pass. But I do think it's funny because he's like, oh, good old, you know.
Yeah.
And people are like, I'm not sure you're supposed to call
him. he said it on a broadcast.
Yeah, he said it on a broadcast. And
he was calling him he was like using it as a term of endearment, like the guys in the hockey dressing room always do to each other. You know, they just throw a Y or an ER at the end of a guy's name to, like, you know, personalize it.
Right. So he threw an ER at the end of Bean's name.
This Greg Olson could ball when he was playing too. Like, this guy was
a good tight end. University of Miami, Panther. I believe he was like on that Super Bowl.
I believe so.
Losing team, but
Oh, there's a great clip of him for the Panthers, just stiff arming a guy right here going into the end zone in 2016. Yeah, let's give old Greg Olson a pass. He didn't mean anything.
And also, give him his old job back because he's way better at the job than Tom Brady.
I would agree. I don't think I don't like Tom Brady, but I do like that meme where he looks like Uncle Baby Billy from The Righteous Gemstones with his glasses and stuff, because he wears fake glasses now, you know, where he's like, look at me, I'm all smart out here. I got my fake glasses, and he's got like an open shirt and stuff. And it's like, it's funny because Tom Brady has no fucking swag whatsoever, but he likes to affect that he does have swag, which makes it twice as bad. But I don't mind him as a broadcaster. He's fine. Like, he's okay.
I find him to be a little whiny.
Yeah. Fair.
This is what we're doing here. Like, it's a little just to close sports on a terrifying note.
Tell me.
China hosted a robotics Olympics featuring humanoid robots doing events.
Yeah, we're just
robots running and jumping and hitting each other. Like, we're nearing the end.
Yeah, we're gonna plug AI into those things. You know, like, we learned about this. It was in the Terminator, Skynet. It was in the Terminator. Right. It's in Total Recall. Like, they
had the decency to just, you know, kill himself.
Yeah, he goes in that smelting.
Himself to be killed.
Yep. Breaking news: he gets smelted at the end of every fucking Terminator. I even saw the most recent last Terminator. He got smelted in that one too. He always gets smelted. There's only one way out, and you smelt the guy. That's it. The end.
You can't.
Yeah. So how about we smelt all? Oh man. Yeah. Oh yeah. They're running.
It's terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not good.
No.
This is not good for anyone.
We got to smelt those robot dogs. We got to smelt.
Oh, everything. The ones were police force. Yes. Get them melted.
Speaking of that, Ed. You know what? You know what all these robots are going to do? They're eventually going to replace people. And we don't want that. We want people to have jobs, regular people to have jobs, and we want good people. And I know a lot of people in our audience are always looking to hire. We got a lot of business owners out there. They're looking to bring in new candidates, good candidates. And we know, because we've done it ourselves, finding great candidates to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack. You just get too many resumes and not enough candidates with the right skills or experience, but not with ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds amazing candidates for you fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/audio. ZipRecruiter's smart technology identifies top talent for your roles quickly. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology starts showing you qualified people for that job. Ditch the other hiring sites and let ZipRecruiter find what you're looking for, the needle in the haystack. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try it for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/audio. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/audio. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Ed.
There you go.
Let's listen to some voicemails and hear some emails as well.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck.
Darker and darker.
No, it's great. It's great. Yeah, I just, yeah.
Starts with annoying.
Plus so the, that reminds me.
Worthless, he's, but he's yeah. Nothing
worthless,
else
nothing else to do.
Yeah. The, he's bad gubbin tits. I don't even know if that's true.
He's Manuel.
I don't know what Manuel looks like. That reminds me that when I was driving up to Berkeley, not on the way home where Elon Musk fucked me in my fucking asshole on the way home, Ed, but on the way up there when everything was fine, where there were no Teslas burning on the road, Brad in New York called me up and he's like, hey, I got an idea. He goes, you know, sometimes you guys get a little gay. He's like, you have topics that are a little gay. He goes, what if I made a song for the gay segments of the show anytime something that. Gay happens? So there, hopefully he's working on that. I haven't heard from him. Yeah.
I would love to be chastised for,
yeah, it'd be amazing.
For getting in touch with my feminine side.
So,
by the way,
yeah.
you when you're talking about your Tesla fuck up drive,
yeah.
You say Google Maps.
Yeah.
You're not a Waze guy?
So I was a Waze guy, Ed. I was a Waze guy for a long time. And I can't remember. It's been a while. I was Waze. So I was down with Waze. I think Google owns Waze. So it's the same GPSs. But for some reason, I quit using Waze. And I think it was because of the way the map looked. I think it would just show like the directions and I couldn't get like a big picture map. It was a long time ago. So yes, I was Waze. Now I'm Google. Now
my,
I'm Google Maps.
My Waze voice right now.
Yeah.
Jerry Butts. Gerard Butler.
Oh, shut up. You could get Gerard Butler doing...
because he's doing How to Train Your Dragon. So I have...
Yeah, that's great.
It said, do you want this? And I was like, yeah, I want Gerard Butler narrating my journey.
Maybe I'll download Waze again. Maybe I'll get... Because I was always a boy band guy. Police reported ahead. In 1 mile, exit right. It didn't even sound like it was like a Latino sounding voice that would like sing the directions to you, and it was supposed to be a boy band. But I would take Gerard Butler. He's beautiful Scottish accent.
He's talking about dragons sometimes, but like it's his voice. It's Jerry Butts. He doesn't do accents. He's just doing him.
Yeah, he does a Scottish accent even when he's a cop from L.A. He's still, for some reason, he's still Scottish, which is great. It's fantastic.
Yes.
A couple of emails this week, Ed. Ballers, it's true, as you question on today's episode 587, that there have been some problems since the switch to Patreon. For those of us that pull a Patreon feed into our podcast player via RSS, episodes 584, 585, and 586 didn't show up, but they returned for 587. That's because me. That's because something I did, because I'm a hero. They do show up when I log into the Patreon side or the main show. But yeah, so you could listen. Look, you can always listen on Patreon. Get the Patreon app because you can also watch there. But I realized that I need to click a thing. It's usually I got to click something. Okay, let's be honest. I got to click something. And what? It's just intuitive to me. I couldn't even get on my fucking email today, Ed. Like, I couldn't read this until 5 minutes before the show because I couldn't figure out how to get on email. I'm supposed to know what to click. It's supposed to be intuitive to me. And there's not, it's like, Patreon, you can't even do a chat or anything, but still, patreon.com/theballerlifestylepodcast. He finishes. Either way, it's awesome to have you guys back in my feed. You'd been teasing a switch to Patreon for a while, but it was a good month of not hearing you. My player just auto-downloads and cues new episodes of the multitude of podcasts I listen to before I realized, hey, I haven't heard Brian and Ed in a bit, and discovered that the Red Circle feed was dead. Had to catch back up on what I'd missed. Andy and Indy, yes, that is an issue. We've lost some people. Well, hopefully we get new people. Hi, Ed and Brian. My Twitter follow was very active this past weekend. However, there was one bit of guidance that seemed more important than the other tweets. I was informed that I must beware of Kyle Shanahan. It appears that he doesn't care about fantasy football, quote, owners.
Owners.
Kyle Shanahan told my Twitter follow and others last year that Christian McCaffrey was not injured going into week one after, quote, everyone made him a top three pick in their fantasy football leagues. I was informed that these actions by Kyle were, quote, something that never got enough attention and certainly didn't receive sufficient disciplinary action. To make things worse, a very uniformed and uninformed and obviously not consistent person replied to my Twitter follow with the following nonsense. It's not Shanahan's job to take care of your fantasy team. Fear not, my Twitter follow replied with, wrong. In addition, he stated that it is the fantasy owners and gamblers that keep the viewer consumption of the NFL at record highs. Goodell knows it and should penalize those within his league that show a lack of respect for the fantasy community. Pulling what he did with McCaffrey last year was dirty. If the lack of respect towards the, quote, fantasy community continues, I fear for the NFL future. NFL's future. Thanks.
Stop. That's even my buddy G-Fish.
I saw it.
Surely this is fan fiction.
He sent me the link.
You're making this up.
I don't.
Do you think, all of a sudden, 5 years from now, he's going to just, snap it and snap to and be like, yeah, this was all a bit. No. I was joking.
He really believes like Manny Machado, he plays the wrong way and all that stuff. I think he really believes that stuff. But with Jay Stu, it's hard to tell. That's Jay Stu's genius, right? Is that you can't really tell when he's making a joke. Yeah. Yes, he is.
Right, he's not sure.
Standing on stage saying nothing, you know? He's just doing a character the whole time. But I think he is really mad about this fantasy thing and thinks that there should be punishments meted out to coaches.
Doesn't McCaffrey get hurt every year? You're drafting a super talent, but you know the risk is he gets hurt every year.
And there is the owners are or the teams do have to abide by some kind of rules with the, you know, you got to report that somebody's hurt by a certain day.
Well, no, clearly he's accusing someone of not even adhering to the
based on fantasy. Yeah. Okay. That's it. That's it for the regular show. We appreciate everybody that tuned in. If you're so inclined, Ed and I are going to keep going with the Patreon portion. But if not, we will see you next week.